The question is, where are we today? And just a real simple summary of some of the things. There's a clearing and exchange trading mandate. You probably already know that, but just to make sure you do, the Dodd-Frank Act mandates that swaps, which we'll get into the definition of swaps later, but swaps have to be cleared, okay, through a derivative clearing organization. After those swaps have been subject to a made available to trade, or MAT, process, okay? Second, and I don't want to go too fast or I'll screw this up. Central clearing is already now being done. Interest rate derivatives and credit default swaps. That's the bulk of the $700 trillion swaps market that people talk about. So if you will, the big problem, if you will, that motivated a lot of these parts of the Dodd-Frank Act has been addressed in many ways. But unfortunately, we're not here to talk about credit default swaps or interest rate derivatives. We're here to talk about energy trading. Under the Dodd-Frank Act, so swaps that are subject to mandatory clearing are also subject to mandatory exchange trading on DCMs and CEFs. There's a made available to trade process that has not yet happened for energy swaps. There were a lot of discussions about when that would take place. I think a lot of folks thought that it would be already at that point, but we haven't gotten there yet. And there was a discussion this summer in one of the public meetings the CFTC had talking about the whole MAT process, whether or not it's a process that the swap execution facilities or the derivative clearing organizations, DCOs, should be initiating, or whether that's a process that should be initiated by maybe the commission or maybe somebody else. But